Hello. Good morning or good evening, whatever time it is for you. This will be session 5. I'm a little behind. I've had a lot going on this week with work and family stuff, so forgive me for that. Where to begin? Let's start off with, where I'm at, I'll share that, and we'll move forward from there. But for now, progress is being made, moving forward. Mentally, I'm in a great place. I can't really be upset about that. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm pushing forward every day, doing what I gotta do, focusing my energy as best I can, and it's been positive so far. My last session, I talked about some things that I was going through, and I shared that with you. Where I'm at now, far better mentally. I had some struggles I was going through, and I had to find a way to push past it. And, I kept praying and meditating, channeling my energy, and it helped. It definitely helped. Getting up and doing the work. And like I was talking about, doing the work at night, making sure that you're clear in your mind and you're clear in your energy. And it was so important to do that. I didn't really realize that I was missing that step along the way. It wasn't just a morning thing. It was a nighttime thing too. And I was missing that for sure, and it was affecting me. So I'm glad that I was able to correct it and handle it properly. So, yeah, keep that in mind. Nighttime is crucial. The end of the day is crucial, and it's important to process your day in a healthy way and clear your energy. Refresh yourself just the same as you would refresh yourself in the morning. getting back to positivity and positive energy. I'm seeing some people go through some things and it hurts to see it happen. But if you can adapt and make the changes necessary in your life to get through it, you're going to be better off. You're going to be so much better off. And it's important, I think, for anyone that's going through a process of self-betterment and change to have the right influences in your life. People that aren't going to enable negative habits. People that aren't going to let you spiral and fall apart. Now, I keep my circle quite small. It's a personal preference. I'm better off that way. I don't want to allow any negatives in my life. So, pick your circles wisely. Choose a support system that's going to benefit you for the positive. Make sure you have people surrounding you that actually care. And I'm not saying that you want people to hold your hand, because nobody should be holding your hand through anything. It's okay to support someone and be there for them, but at the same time, you still need the willpower and the strength to get through it, You need people there that are going to be committed to seeing you better yourself. And, if they see something wrong, they're going to speak up and say, "Hey, man," or "Hey, girl, you're doing it the wrong way, this, you shouldn't be doing this, you got to change what you're doing." And you need that in your life. Everybody needs that in their life. We all have our hiccups. We all have our moments of weakness. But if you have people backing you and you have people supporting you, it's going to be a lot easier and you'll be able to remain positive and move forward. processing things. You know, you got to process what you're dealing with, and find a way to use that as motivation going forward. I had a hell of a week the other week where I was pretty close to giving up on everything I was doing. And I had to find a way to channel everything that I was dealing with. You know, I had a massive breakdown where I couldn't get out of it. You know, I couldn't snap out of the funk. And, you know, I broke down. It's ironic. You know, I was at my job. And this is something that's never happened. It's something that I don't do. But I'm at my job, and I just had a complete, you know, meltdown. I just broke down. And I needed to do that. You know, I needed to do it. It was important. There are things that we deal with and things that we hold on to and we don't necessarily let go of, you know. And we have to. We have to talk about things. We have to allow our body to deal with it in a healthy way. And if we just bottle it up, we're going to explode, implode, spiral, go back to old habits. So, you know, I broke down, and my boss, who I've never, I don't know this guy from anything. I've only known him for about a month and a half now, but he's an awesome guy. He's same age as I am. And, you know, he's right there with me, and he talked me through it. You know, I shared what I was dealing with him. I shared what I've been through, you know, over the last few years, and the last year specifically has been brutal, to say the least. But so I was sharing that with him, and he was able to give me some insight and some positive feedback about the choices that I'm making. And, you know, this whole time, I think that I'm making positive choices and I'm doing the right thing, but some of the things that I'm doing are still not benefiting me. And I think that they are, because they're things that I want, and they're not things that I should be wanting. You know, if I actually take the time to look at where I'm at and what I really need, some things you have to let go of. And as much as you want them, they're not good for you. They can be toxic. So he shared some great insight on that, and I was able to receive it in a healthy way. I was able to open myself up and receive it, you know, because like I said in the past, you know, we don't want to hear what other people have to say because we're not there. We're not healthy, but I'm healthy. I'm in a good mindset, and I'm able to receive it, and I was able to process it. And this is what I'm talking about with circles and having the right people in your life that can share positive information and give you positive feedback and encourage you to move forward and motivate you to continue on the path that you're on. He gave me so much wisdom, and it was so empowering hearing it coming from a stranger. You know, not only that, but the fact that what I'm doing is right. You know, what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do with my life is right. And it was just great motivation to continue going, you know, and continue on the path that I'm on. So I'm blessed to have people like that in my life. And it's extremely important for me, you know, in particular for where I am. I need a positive support system, and we all need that. We all need strong people around us that can keep pushing us forward. We can't just bottle stuff up and just say, you know, I'm going to deal with this, because that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. We have to talk. We have to be able to vent in a sense and get things off our chest, you know? So, yeah, you have to have people in your life that are going to help you. So you got to keep going. Have that positive mentality, you know? Take the time. Just take the damn time to clear your head and get yourself right for the day and then regroup and refocus at the end of the night and do what you got to do. Bring yourself to a calm and relaxing manner, regardless of what you go through the day. Now, I'm not talking about deaths and stuff like that. You know, that's a whole nother level, and that requires long-term processing. But, you know, just daily stuff that you're going through, you just have to be able to filter it and pick apart the things that you need and that you can take with you, and then just discard the rest of it, you know? We don't need to carry everything with us. We don't. It's just unnecessary baggage that's just going to weigh us down. So hopefully, for those of you that are listening and have been listening, I hope that what I share with you encourages you to make the necessary changes in your life to be better. Because at the end of the day, it's all about bettering yourself, and that's all we can do to be happy with who we are. You know, if you really want to change and you really want to be, a better individual, healthy mindset, you just have to do the work and embrace it. Embrace the change. It's not about, you know, trying to change for somebody else. It's not about trying to make somebody else happy. It's about your own happiness. You know, if you can love yourself and truly love yourself and be happy with who you are, that's all you need. Everything else will fall into place. Everything else will happen in due time, you know, and we can't rush things. We can't force things. Just take it day by day and move with the process, you know. It's just about being better and about being happy, genuinely happy with yourself. I wrote something yesterday about belly laughter. you know, the true gut tickle that you felt as a child, or, you know, laughing straight from your stomach, the true bliss of it and how good that feels. If you can find that and get back to that, because we've all been there and some of us are still there, you know, where you're just laughing at a pure happiness, it's just a great feeling. And it's at that point where you realize, you know, how great things are. So we can all get there. You just have to, you know, focus on yourself and never mind anyone else that's in your life that you feel isn't helping you get to where you need to be. So, you know, if you got to cut things out and you have to, you know, maybe not necessarily cut people out of your life, but, you know, take a step back, you know, put up some walls, put up some boundaries, give yourself some space and focus on yourself, commit to yourself, commit to bettering your life. And overall, once you get to where you want to be, you know, people are going to want to be around you. People are going to want to say, wow, man, you know, the feeling I get from this guy or feeling I get from this woman when I'm around them is just utter bliss. I mean, they give off such positive vibes. The energy is so good. You know, you want that. That's where we want to be. You know, we want to be able to have that energy around us at all times and be able to walk through the storm and not let it affect us. You know, that's what it's about. We are the light. Be the light. Be happy. Just try it. Try it for a day. Try to be happy for a day and let things bounce off of you. Get some thick skin going and take the day carelessly. Carefree, I should say. Take the day carefree and imagine yourself in a place where you're just smiling all day. Someone says something negative and you just smile. You say, okay, man. All right. And you keep going. You keep going. imagine yourself there. I mean, that's just, that's where you want to be. That's where we all need to be. So I don't want to get too crazy with this, but things are going well. I hope they're going well for you. It's a long road. It's a long road and it's a process, but it's worth it. It is so worth it. It's worth it. You just have to believe that you're going to get there. Imagine yourself there and it's going to happen. You know, take the time out of your day. Put on some inspiring music. Maybe just some sounds, acoustics, instrumentals. Meditate. Put yourself in the good vibe. Gather that energy and take it with you for the day. Pack it up. Pack it up. Put it in your pocket and just carry it with you and embrace it. And then open it up at the end of the day. Wrap yourself around it and get some rest, you know, every day. Just be happy. Be happy with who you are. And if you're not happy with who you are, then I'm telling you to do the steps to change, because it works. It works. It truly does. So with that, I'm going to let everyone go. I will be back shortly in a few days to come back with some other things. I'm actually writing some stuff that I want to share with you. Nothing major, just some thoughts that I think will help, as they help me. And that's another thing. Don't be afraid to write. Don't be afraid to write. Write stuff down. You know, you feel a type of way, or you notice something through the day that shifted you or encouraged you, or you just have a bunch of thoughts in your mind. Write it down. Don't be afraid to do that. You don't have to be an author. You don't have to be a published writer to do stuff like that. Get yourself a little notebook or, you know, sticky notes or whatever you have on hand and just write stuff down. You know, keep a little log of what you're dealing with, what you're going through, what you can do to be better, what you want, you know, little goals, stuff that's going to help you. So that's important. You know, I think that's important to do that. Just as much as it is to talk to somebody, you have to be able to express yourself somehow. And if you can get your words going on paper, then more power to you, because it helps. All right, so with that, I hope everyone has a good day or a good evening, whichever it may be. I have to get myself to work and proceed with my day, and I'm feeling super good about it, super good about today. So positive mindset, positive energy, okay? You can do this. You are strong. You are great. You are loved. You can do this. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.